So 2 years ago, exactly, my colleague Martin presented here about domain. And if I now look at what I've in the slides, then it's like, wow, is that only 2 years ago? So it was a very nice introduction of the how domain came to be. So if you didn't see it, then here's the link to that session. Very short summary. He started domain as a side project to experiment with Rust, to experiment with DNS. And basically 2 years ago, there was a basic messaging, DNS messages, and all kinds of types was all available in domain crate. And a bit before that time, internally we said, well, what if we do a new DNS application, we're doing it in Rust? What would it need? We keep NSD, we're not going to rewrite that, keep unbound, or not going to rewrite that, but maybe we will have new applications do that in Rust. So we made some plan, and it was like, well, we need to do that next to our existing work, so that was more like a five-year plan, like, what is the stuff that we would like to have to start writing applications? We didn't have a clear idea of what, so we just make a generic list of this, which you probably need. And so this is just my personal opinion what domain should be. I mean, I don't think we ever set an official vision for domain, but to put some dot on the horizon, just say that it needs to be the most complete DNS library, so whatever there is in DNS, eventually it should be available in domain. We want to have high performance, we want to be able to build high performance applications, so we want to have a low level primitives that really allow us to optimize for performance. But at the same time, if you want to quickly write an application that needs some DNS, then you shouldn't be sort of bogged down by all kinds of details. There should be nice high level primitives. So it's a bit of a tension, like how do you maintain that in a single library? And a third one is it should be the foundation for our Rust-based DNS applications, because in C we have the curious situation that we have a C library for DNS called LDNS, and then we have NSD and Unbound, and they both don't use that library. So Unbound has sort of its own copy of the library, but a completely different API. So we don't want that for Rust. So then, what happened was that STF grants became available, and we said, well, let's take all of this five-year work and submit a proposal for a lot of money for 1 year and then see what happens. And then we got accepted. So now suddenly we had to do a lot of work in 1 year, and that was 2024. And then it turned out in 2025 that what we really need to have is a new DNS signer to replace OpenDNSX, so we started working on Cascade. And that is good because Cascade is then a real-world application that forces domain to work, because if it doesn't work, you don't have a signer. Maybe this is easier. This is just schematic, all of the sort of work that we envisioned. It's like, okay, you need to be able to send requests, so you have client transport, you need to be able to receive requests and handle them, so server transport, we need to do something with DNSSEC. We wanted to have a sort of a DNS query application that we call DNSI. We had big vision for that. We also want to get rid of LDNS. I get later in what sense. And so we said, well, we need to have DNST. So we put that all in the grant proposal. And then for a client transport, it's like, oh, well, you send a UDP packet and you get a reply. I mean, well, what do you expect? And it turns out it's surprisingly rich. So the first datagram is indeed doing UDP, but it's like maybe you don't always want UDP. We have a testing framework called Stelline, and that just short circuits it. But it hooks into the all of the DNS stuff you have for Datagram. But you can also say that maybe I want to have a specific UDP thing, like maybe I want a wrapper that collects statistics, or I want to bind to a specific interface. So you can define your own object that does UDP, and then you hook it in, and then it works. Then we do the same thing for stream, because from a DNS point of view, TCP and TLS basically look the same, so you can be generic over that, and it also does AXFR and IXFR over that. And then when you have such a TCP connection, then it is annoying, because if the TCP connection is open for a while and idle, then the client is supposed to close it, but the server may also close it. You don't want to bother an application with that. So we have a multi-stream that basically says, well, virtually just have a single TCP connection, but under the hood,